You probably known her as Terry D'Agostino on The Wire. She's here with us today. She's in a new movie, which is basically about her. Not unusually, it's called Actress. Would you welcome, please, Brandy Burry to our stage right here in the What Do You Know room. Oh, I was hoping you were there. I had no idea. I hadn't seen you. Oh, how are you? Thank you for coming.
Hi. Yeah. Nice to be here.
Yeah. So this is like the con of the Upper Midwest, you know, this festival we got going here.
Yeah.
We're called the con of the Upper Midwest. Did you know that?
The con?
The con.
Why?
Like the con film festival.
Oh.
Yeah.
I would say can.
Oh.
I was like, what's a con? Why are you guys fake?
Is there something going on? You can't say can around here.
No, but see, I don't know. I mean, I've been there.
Yeah.
But I don't know how to say it.
Okay.
I just, when I traveled in France, apparently I had a French accent that
you
I
did?
Picked up, but I spoke in English.
You did?
Yeah, my friend was laughing at me because I was everything was like, hello, how are you? He was like, no, they don't. It's not like they understand you better because you have a French accent and you're speaking in English.
I know. You know, I couldn't even ever learn French because you got to do this. That's why only girls could ever learn French in school.
Yeah, know? Yeah.
The guy is not going to do that. So now the movie was screened last night. It's being screened across the country now. Is it in general release now? Actress.
It's not in general release.
No.
It's crazy. This is the fifth screening. We've seen it for an audience has seen it 5 times.
Yeah.
But we're in the New Yorker today.
I just found out
in back there. There's a great review, and I'm so excited.
We're called the New Yorker
and,
of the Upper Midwest.
This was a piece. My neighbor is the director. He's my next door neighbor, and it's something from nothing, which is so beautiful to now be here talking about it.
Yeah.
Is a miracle for me.
He's not the one you were seeing during this whole thing.
No, but he's here.
Is he
in the audience?
The
yeah.
So,
but
this
I
is a very
know.
Now. This is a daring thing to be doing. This is,
I know.
This is your
I'm
life.
I'm a provocative person. Apparently, I didn't really realize it, but
yeah.
I think that. I'm an actress, so I think I have a need for some reason to put myself out there all the time.
But here, now you're on The Wire, and it's a big hit, and you're a big hit on it and stuff, and you've got it made. It's a recurring character.
Well, there's no getting it made, apparently, because you get on a show, but then the show goes away. And I got on the show, it was amazing, and I had a great time, but I knew that it was going to end at some point.
Yeah.
And I was already looking for other work. And I was working with other actors who are amazing and are accomplished, and I realized that they too, while they were shooting, were looking for other work because there's no guarantee. And then I thought, oh, I've made it. You know, now I'm going to be one of those people that works all the time. And I started going on auditions with bigger names.
Oh.
Like I was an underdog, I was a nobody, and then I started going on auditions with real people that were famous.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, now I have to do this.
Do you want to name the bigger names?
I'm not going to do that. I'll spare them. I don't want to promote them.
But you were
they're already big.
Yeah.
They don't need time on the radio.
Yeah. But you're a pretty big name. I mean, that's still because it was a hit show.
Well, ironically, it's a hit show, and it's become better now.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a classic now. I mean, and I'm so lucky to be a part of it. But at the time, no one knew who I was before it aired. It's so funny. And we were, I don't know the numbers, but I remember it being like 4 million people watched us, only 4 million, when The Sopranos and Sex and the City were like 20 million. So we were a sleeper hit, you know?
Yeah.
But it took a while. And I'm so happy that now it's still around. But I wasn't even invited to the premiere in New York after I shot the first season. Somehow, because I was a local hire.
You gotta let that go, though.
No, I'm not upset. But it's just so funny because no one knew who I was. It's just like you could be a somebody at some point. But I really was. I was like under the radar for sure.
Yeah, you're mainly stage.
Yeah, I'm a theater actress. Yeah. I've got a master's degree, and you know, I consider it a craft. I'm much more used to being in front of an audience instead of
you should feel right at home.
I know. I'm like
an audience here. Just do whatever you want here. If you want
yeah.
Doll's House, go ahead.
Yeah, exactly.
And you had a PhD or something, didn't you, in
just
Ohio
a,
there?
A master's, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Can you get a PhD in acting?
I don't think so. No. I don't. Maybe you could. They should. I hope not. I hope you can't get a PhD in acting.
Yeah.
Okay. But somebody's probably getting paid to have a do that, get that.
Does that help? I mean, would you recommend if someone wants to be an actor? By the way, actress. They don't say actress anymore, do they?
No, I always said actor, but yeah. It would annoy people. They'd be like, "You're an actress." I'm like, "Really? Is that what I am?"
But the movie is actress.
I know. That's Robert Greene putting it out there.
Where is he?
He's my director. He's on his way. He's not here.
Okay.
But he's on his way to another film festival. But
in fact, they shouldn't even have best actor and best actress. And they
should
have best actor male, best actor, or just have one best actor.
Whatever sex
they are.
Yeah. I mean, really? Why do we have to get into the sex about it?
You could, I suppose. So you don't have to.
I mean, you asked for it.
Totally up to you. By the way, I love your headshot.
Thank you.
Very nice. I'm saving this. Can I get a better copy of it? Do you have any with you?
Yeah, I'll autograph it for you too.
Yeah.
I got 100 of them using them. So.
Now this thing though, I mean, this is like your life suddenly is now as a film. Are any regrets about that? I mean, it exposes.
No regrets. It
right
exposes
to the bone.
Everything.
Yeah.
We didn't sign a release form. Robert's my neighbor and a friend. We have children the same age. So we knew we were walking on... we didn't know what we were doing, but we knew that we would always stop doing it if it got in the way of life. And
what are we talking about here now? The movie?
The movie.
Okay. There is a mystery man in all this that we never really saw.
It's just like funny talking about a piece of art when you haven't seen the art. So it's like, I can't spoil anything. Yeah. Robert's like, whatever you do, do not spoil the story. Well, it's like, okay, well, then I can't talk. So.
Okay.
You
know what? We do have a little clip. Can I play like 1 minute? It's with your daughter. When your daughter, looking for jobs, and your daughter, you ask your daughter a question.
I would love to hear the
clip. Yeah, it's just a minute or so. Let's run that.
Hi, Double. I'm just calling you because I'm sitting down at my computer to do breakdown services, and I was thinking of you. So I'm going to log in and start looking for roles. And if I find anything good, I will send it your way. There they are. Okay. What do you think, Stell?
Good.
You think it's good? The first thing I pull up, I know the director. Are you kidding me?
You know what?
It's for a production that I'm sure there's no role for me. I have to look that up. Mid to late 30s, is that me? Oh, the neighborhood beauty. Am I the neighborhood beauty?
No.
No. I don't think so.
No.
Gina. There are a lot of wives or girlfriends. I will probably play the bitchy over the hill girlfriend or wife. That's my role.
Is that your role?
Yeah, that's my role.
Does Stella think so too?
Yeah, well, Stella, you can't script her, Madge. She steals every scene of mine. You know.
Yeah, because even on The Wire, I mean, that was a great part, but it wasn't an ingratiating sort of role.
No, right. I played, she was a strong, femme fatale sort of, character. But
whatever it took.
Yeah, she got the job done.
Yeah. And is that generally how you would be cast then?
I think so. I mean, I played a lot of different roles in theater, but Hedda Gabler, you mentioned A Doll's House, but, I do play powerful. I like strong women characters, but I've played multiple. I mean, I did musicals and everything, so yeah. I like. But it's funny because television, you get really, because of that role, people think that after I went and did theater, they were like, "Oh, this television actor is trying to do theater." I was like, "No, I'm a theater actor that happened to get on television."
That's trying to do television.
But you can't win, you know. It's either or, you know.
You can't win. So okay, but this film is not just about the acting jobs. So it's about you trying to get back into the business, sort of after leaving it. They have the kids, and
this is Robert came up with this pitch to me because I think Robert is a filmmaker, my neighbor, and he wanted to do a film. He has no money. He wants to do a film. I'm sitting there. It's driving him crazy.
Yeah.
He's just like, what can we do here? He's a documentarian. Mm. So he had this idea about filming someone, a performer. Because a review that he had about a film that he did before said something about Katie, the subject of his last film, said she gave a great performance in a documentary. And this was in a review, and he thought, a performance in a documentary? He thought, well, but every is it a performance? Like, once you put a camera on anyone,
right.
is it a performance? And
the changes.
Wouldn't it change
what
you,
happened?
Right? You know,
yeah, yeah.
So that's what we started exploring. And all I did was, you know, he said, are you going to get back into acting? Because maybe he needed a narrative. His thing is he needs a story to tell.
So you got back into acting because he needed a narrative?
Yeah, in a way, because I kept saying, no,
it wasn't something.
He's like, well, you gave up acting. Like, this is the pitch. You gave up acting to raise kids. And I'm like, no, I didn't give up. You know, I have children. I moved out. We own restaurants. Like, life
then
happens.
Then did he say, and then you have an affair with an unknown man. Your marriage falls apart. Your husband leaves
right,
you.
Right. Well, that's the question. Everyone's yeah. like, wait a minute.
So
you
had to do all
this?
That.
Did she do this for the film?
Yeah.
No, you know. Obviously, but the camera being there, it did affect everything, and we explored that. For me, it was just, my job was just to explore what it felt like to try to be natural in front of a camera, which was impossible, even as an actor, who you know, or maybe even more so because I'm so aware of myself anyway. So when he would turn the camera on, I mean, he's like, okay, I'll just watch you washing dishes. The second he turned the camera on, all of a sudden I was like, I am washing dishes.
Yeah.
Look at my fingers.
Let me ask you about it. Do you wash dishes in slow-mo?
Right. Well, that's the thing.
With
a
viola or
playing right. Well, that's the thing. And then he adds all of this melodrama. But, you know, he had the same camera. I didn't know if he was shooting in slow-mo or regular. And it was always just one camera and him. And he's my friend. He's my neighbor. So we never had that, like, okay, the camera crew's coming over. He'd literally be like, hey, I'm going to come over for a couple minutes.
And do you dress to wash dishes? That's the other thing.
Well, yeah. These were things that as an actress, he said, you know, well, wear something. You know, I don't know what. We have some ideas. We didn't know what we were doing. We had no story.
Yeah.
And I never, ever imagined it being seen by anyone. You have to understand.
Yeah.
And half of the scenes that are in the film, like, he has me pausing because he told me, you know, you have to, I would always be like, oh, I'm sorry, Henry came in and interrupted whatever. He was like, no, you leave that to me. Leave all the bad stuff. I can edit that out. I'm an editor. You know, you just keep going with what you're doing. And if I don't like it, I'll cut it out. So towards the end, I learned to just kind of wait. If there was a loud noise, for example, in one scene, my pellet stove, which is heating my home in Beacon, New York, like grinds out in the middle of me trying to speak. And I pause because I'm like, okay, he can edit this out. Don't lose. He's going to get mad at you because I'm aware that a camera's on me. So I'm just being, as a professional actor, I know that I'm just like, pause, pause, pause. And then I go back. He leaves all of that in because for him, he finally got me to be real. He's like, there, now you're being real. And I was like, oh, you got me, you know? Because as an actor, I'm well aware. It was such a stripping away of everything I learned because, you know, I don't wear makeup in this. I mean, it's really a raw, my hair's a mess. I mean, and I couldn't even look at myself on watching The Wire because I was so aware of what I looked like. I was so concerned with my profile.
So I was watching it with your mother in that.
Right.
That was rather interesting, but
right. I mean, I just was something like, as an actor, I'm like, I don't want to know what I can't watch myself. And now all of a sudden, I'm sitting with Robert watching. It's freeing. I mean, it's like he stripped away everything that I, all the barriers that I had to get about myself. Like I was playing the role of myself.
Yeah.
And he was there to witness
done it.
Yeah. Now somebody's going to be cast in
now,
it.
I think I can do it now.
Who's going to play it? Who's going to play it in the real movie?
I'm watching your gestures and stuff, and I think I can do it. I can't be vivacious. It's my only problem. I don't have that. But it's a little bit like the Loud family. Remember the Loud family from PBS? Well, that was before your time, I think. But it was my time. They put cameras on this family, and all this stuff was revealed about them. The son was gay. They apparently didn't know that. It was pretty obvious to the rest of us. But, you know, and so that was a big thing. And then they ended up getting divorced and all this stuff because they had the cameras around them constantly, like 24/7. And it sort of affected the outcome of their personal life. Is it anything similar?
Well, I think a little bit, but we did film it over 18 months,
and
it's only an hour and a half, 90 minutes.
Was he urging you to throw your husband out?
Yeah, no. See, and
it's good for the
film.
What
happened was, right, well, no, actually, Robert had a whole idea of what he was actually, we really collaborated, because he had an idea of what he wanted to see, even though I don't know why, but because he had to have a narrative. So he was like, you're going to get back into acting if you want to. So this took a year for me to even get an audition or something. And I said, I don't think I want to. He said, well, if you're ever doing anything, let me know. So finally I was singing a song at a show in New York City for friends. And he said, well, let me come film it. And that's how it started.
Was that the film, the part of the
yeah,
film?
Yeah, it was like you. That was just a rehearsal. Yeah, and that was one of the first things he ever shot. Yeah. And then he's like, okay, we have something. Now we have footage. Where can we go? When my relationship with my partner, who is a lovely person, by the way, and he's with my kids right now, supporting me and supporting this work, so we're still friends. We just are not partners anymore.
Was he your partner or is he your husband?
Well, we were never married. That's the problem.
Okay.
Because, I mean, we never got married. So, but we lived.
I've had partners, but they weren't. I wasn't married to them either. So.
Yeah. We never got married, but we were husband and wife, of course. Sure. Like he said, I was his wife and whatever. But that, legally, we didn't get married, which makes it a lot easier to break up, apparently. Just so you know. Like if you're not married, don't do it. No, I'm teasing.
He was like a brewmaster or something, too. Around here, that would be like living in heaven.
I mean, we love beer. I mean, we're beer people. I know. Yeah. I was a smart lady.
Yeah.
Anyways, but
that just happened to develop.
That develops in a year and a half. I mean, in a year and a half of anyone's life, a lot of things go down, you know. Yeah. And I just happened to have someone filming it. But as I told Robert, he was devastated. He's our friend. He was kind of like, okay, well, we'll leave all of that out of the film. I mean, it was like, just so you know, this might be happening. It was kind of embarrassing for me. It's nothing I wanted. But then I was like, how can you leave it out of the film? Because it's who I am. And he's like, well, okay, never mind. Are you going to be acting? And I'm like, how can you leave it out of the film? It's who I am. And all of a sudden I became like a collaborator in the, you know what, if we're going to do it. Because again, we could always squash the film. You know, it didn't exist. This film didn't exist. So... And then in the end, we started watching the first 20 minutes of seeing what Robert did with it, because he takes it all out of context. It's my life, but it's like looking at photographs. Mm-hmm. It's just a moment in your life. And he then manipulates it into a story, into a narrative, into beautiful, you know, art. So because of that, I knew I was in good hands. You know, I said, I can look at it objectively and say, wow, this is a beautiful piece of art that you have, Robert. I don't like that shot. I think that one's, you know, but that's not my decision, you know. So it's his work now. You know?
But there are certain enigmatic things that are left unanswered. I guess that would be an enigma, basically.
Yeah, yeah.
In the film, the other man, I don't mean to probe here, but you put it on the screen.
I did.
Which is only reference, and it's not really clear who that would be, and you didn't really say much about it, except there's a lot of people involved.
Yeah, there's a lot of people involved, and that other man did not want to, he couldn't be too involved at the time.
I see. Or do I?
It was one of those things where he was like, well, okay, he was like, you know, I don't want to be in this film. I'm like, okay, well then if you want to date me, you'll have to wait until after the film.
Yeah.
Because I'm doing a documentary. Did I mention I'm doing a documentary?
Yeah.
And he was like, okay. You know, so there was this, you know, whole poll where I was like, I get it, but I've committed. It's a piece of art to me. It's my work. Yeah. I'm following it through.
Yeah.
And I absolutely appreciate your need for privacy.
You're out of the film, right?
Right. However, your part's cut. So we're not dating.
And the other thing was the black eye or whatever, or the...
Oh, yeah.
And which you said you fell out of your car.
That's true.
Okay.
You have to see
it. It sure looked like a shiner, though. And then...
I have the scar
to prove
it.
How does one fall out of one's car?
Well, I could...
Carrying
it was
groceries
very embarrassing.
Or something?
No, it was just, like on a hill, and, and I was getting out, and I've... It was a long story, but it really happened that simply.
It did, okay.
People get in accidents. Do you ever trip and fall? I don't know.
No, they walk into doors. Usually is what happens, I think, pretty much, walk into a door. So I was wondering if that was sort of left hanging out there as like sort of the hidden sub-story.
Well, you know, we didn't know when this... Sometime we had to quit filming. Mm-hmm. Like our lives were now, you know, Robert says, like, Brandy was obsessed with being filmed and I was obsessed with filming her. And he wouldn't be home for dinner. And, you know, I needed to get on with my life. He was like walking in the house with the camera. And my boyfriend was like, no, no, no. Like, this is not going to be just a lifelong thing that's happening, because there was no beginning, there was no middle, and there was no end.
He will be an actress too, however.
Yes. So
we're hoping.
Well, that's, we were joking, because here I am in Madison. Lovely Madison. And
the con of the upper.
Yes, the con.
C-O-N.
And I'm like, where's the camera? Because life is happening, people. You know, here we are. And it's dramatic. And if you're hanging out with me, it gets dramatic. So Robert's like, get the camera on. So there's already actress two should be happening right now.
Yeah. And okay, the sequels, I don't know if it'll be good as the original, but
well, I don't know, yeah.
By Actress 3, I think you should have it. So now are you back in the business? Did this actually
stimulate
you? I am back
in the business.
I
am here.
Working,
I am open for business. Yeah. Now this is this has
you
been
have a movie
so
coming
wonderful.
Out as well.
I have a movie. Oh, a Listen Up, Philip is an Alex Ross Perry directed film that premiered at Sundance, and it's going to be at the New York Film Festival, and then it will be released.
Then it will be here after the New York Film Festival.
Well, outside. I don't know. You know, it's so funny, this business. I don't know anything about the business of film. You know, the festivals come first, and then you release nationwide or
so
worldwide.
Was this in the works before this whole thing?
Robert Green, the director of my film, Actress, edited Alex Ross Perry's film. I was in...
So he edited you into it?
Well, essentially, they need... Sean Price Williams is a cameraman that worked on it. That did the scenes with the red dress. He just came over one day because he's a friend of Robert's. They're friends. We were all hanging out in this, and then they were doing a film together. I was in L.A., happened to be like poolside when I get a call from a producer and says we have a role for you with Jonathan Pryce and Jason Schwartzman in a script. Listen Up, Philip. We're sending it to you. Will you take the role?
Sounds good.
And I said yes. You know, sight unseen. So that was lovely. And then a week later, I get a call from a friend saying, we need a businesswoman, strong, like your type on the wire, for a Diplo video, a Revolution song. Check it out. Will you do it? And so I was in Vermont, like hanging out, like negotiating my own. Yeah, I'll do it. But not knowing what you get into. Mm-hmm. It was amazing. The shoot was amazing. And
so you're back in the business.
I have scripts.
Had you ever really intended not to leave the business?
I think I did, because when I became a mom, I loved being a mom. I got a master's degree in
making change,
domesticity. You know, I was baking bread. I live in the Hudson Valley. It's beautiful. Yeah. And I love.
You know, you're actually making change in the little toy register.
Right, right.
You're
well, I did think that I was going to be more part of the businesses that my my ex-husband runs. So I thought it was going to grow into something else. I love music. Yeah. I play music. So I was like, oh, maybe I'll start singing in a band. Or, you know, I was just living life, which is what I do every day. And I thought
that's
acting...
That's funny. I never tried that. What's
yeah,
that?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But see, I consciously...
You get up and think, I think live...
Yeah, yeah. I'm like, how am I going to live life today? Let's see. You know what? That's the actor in me. What role am I going to play today?
So you're back in the game.
I'm back in the game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To stay this time. We presume.
Well,
let's have another change of heart.
No, I've always been here, but I just have never done it the way I just don't play it by the rules of like I'm not like pounding the pavement. The roles have to come to me in a way they have to be written for me, and I have to find it's a collaboration to me.
And was it hard? I mean, did you think like taking 2 or 3 years or 4 years or 5 years off, 6 years?
Yeah. Well, I never intended to.
Was it
to.
Hard getting back in? Callbacks and that sort of thing.
As a female, you can't just. I mean, it's not something I chose to do, but you know, you're pregnant. You can't act the way you can't. You don't
you
get those
you didn't
roles.
You choose to become pregnant.
No, I did, but I didn't. It's not something I was like, well, maybe I'll put my acting career on hold. It's like other things became more important. But then all of a sudden, I realized, oh God, I'm out of it. Like I have to, because it's a hustle. It's a constant hustle. Like anything, if you want to be a part of it, you got to stay in the game. So getting back into it, Robert Green came. Came into my home and filmed me. So it was I'm just so blessed that he brought the work to me.
Wonderful. And the film is wonderful. It's called Actress. Brandi Bure, thank you so much for joining us here.
I'm so happy to be here. Thank you so much.
Look for it in a place near you. Thank you, Brandi.